This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to a new day. And I love starting the week this way with you because we're starting it with God. And there's nothing more important in your life. When you think about it, if there was nothing at the beginning but God, and God made everything that is, including you, then what could be more important than a relationship with God himself? And that's what we're interested in. Not religion, not doing the Christian thing, not just going to church and doing those Christian activities, but rather all of that fitting into a living relationship with God. What a difference that makes in your life. What a difference that makes in your Christianity. There's so many people who are Christians in their practice, but they don't have a living relationship with God. And you can have a living relationship with God. I want to talk this week with you about being predisposed to hear from God. There's some people who are predisposed to reject God, to deny God, not to hear God, predisposed to resist God. And what would it take for you to be predisposed to hear from God? Because that's what God wants, and that's why each morning we open the Bible and read a little passage together to hear from God. It's not just to get some Christian information or some points for life. It's to hear from God because God speaks to us through his word, the Bible. What would make you predisposed to hear from God? Well, let me take you to a passage in the book of Acts, and this is the Apostle Paul giving a message to a group of totally secular, non-Christian people and trying to develop in them an openness to hear from God. Listen to what he says. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, neither is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all life and breath and all things. And he made from one every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist. As even some of your own poets have said, for we also are his children. Well, as we think about that, you know, it's true, isn't it, that what we hear from anyone, and God's included in that, is partly determined by the attitude we carry into the conversation. You can carry blockages into your communication with God and therefore be totally unable to hear what he wants to say to you. The Apostle Paul tells us here in Acts 17 that God decided that we would be here on this earth. He made the earth and then he put us here. Well, that includes you. God had a plan for you to be here in this world. And accepting that and acknowledging God's place at the center of everything creates a readiness to hear from him. Then also this idea, we are his children, that there is a way made by God for you to come into the family of God, to overcome the barriers that are there in your life. The things that keep you away from God. God has made a way for your forgiveness and acceptance into his family. And that's through what Jesus did for you when he died on the cross, taking the penalty that we deserve for all the things we've done wrong in our lives. And because of that, God can forgive us and welcome us into his family. When you come into the family of God, you see God as your Father. You're ready then to hear from him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.